Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed again this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country, and this will give you an opportunity to tell family and friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening broadcast. If you let them know, also, family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Del Holla Horizon website at www.delhollahorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Holla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some previously recorded Clay County broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Del Holla Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Quick note, I want to just remind everybody, we're definitely out of basketball season now. And baseball and softball season happens to be well on its way, with both teams playing pretty good. And these teams need spectators. Check on those game days and go hop on those bleachers or carry a folding chair out if you like to be a little bit more laid back, and root for the Bulldogs. Also, remember the birthday and anniversary announcements. Don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today and give us names for the next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of March the 27th through April the 2nd. To call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake, and those are so good. Every Thursday, your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of the show for these announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of March the 3rd through March the 9th. Please wait for the tone to start speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. This morning I had some difficulty getting some of the names off, but I made it, I think, I hope. I want to thank all the callers so far that I've talked to several of you, and I know that you are enjoying those cakes. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. Thank you to owner Frank Walters for his contributions and his support in not just this, but in different activities within our community. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Eric Copas, and he's going to be talking about a first annual egg hunt that's coming up, and from Diane Ledbetter about Relay for Life, and from Lois Turner about the Presidential Awards. Now let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with the program.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call. 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with 101.5 FM Kix Country, hosting the Clay County Corner live at the Clay County Courthouse. Now I want to welcome Mr. Eric Copas. He's the new pastor at First Baptist Church here in Salina. Eric, welcome.
Thank you very much.
To the Clay County Corner.
Appreciate that.
Glad to have you this morning. Now, I got to say, this gentleman is also a parent, and I know him better as Clay's dad. And seeing him at the Clay County High School ball games, we all interacted a lot over the past.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
This past year at the ball games. Yeah, Eric, if you don't care, please just introduce yourself to the listening audience, and give us some of your local ties. Tell us about your wife, children.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm a local resident in Clay County. Live over in Clemensville area. That's the best way to describe it. There's not really nothing closer than that with Clemensville. But was born in Gainsborough, but father of a family, lived over there in the Clemensville area and lived on the farm, and went to Herman Springs School, graduated from there in 1990, and went on to Western, where I met my beautiful wife, Jennifer Thompson, at the time. Mm-hmm. And after she graduated, and we got married, and we have two beautiful children. Clay is a junior, mm-hmm. 17 years old. He plays football for the Bulldogs and basketball also. I'm real proud of them. They've had a great two seasons.
Yes, they have. Yeah,
it's been a pleasure for him to watch him with the rest of the kids. We got a great bunch of boys.
Absolutely. Did you say he's a junior?
He's a junior this
year.
Okay,
yes. So he'll be a senior
next year.
Alrighty.
Yeah. And I just tickled to see him be part of what they've done in the football and basketball.
Oh, my goodness,
and,
yes. Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait to see what next year brings. Can't wait, absolutely. And I've got a daughter, Rachel. She goes to Herman Springs School, mm-hmm. and she's in sixth grade, and she's also an awesome basketball player.
Good.
Her little team went to the Pee Wees, went to state again, got runner-up.
Wonderful.
And the junior high participated in the state tournament and didn't make it as far, but they done great.
They did.
Yeah. And looking for her growing up and playing for the Bulldogs also.
Absolutely. So. You know, just making it to the state tournament is an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Always.
And was a youth pastor at Fountain Run, Kentucky, for First Baptist there, and was called down here in last November, and just we've just fit right in. We've been made so welcome by the community.
Wonderful.
And just fit in, and the church is growing, and it's been absolutely awesome. And we're just having a great time, fellowshipping with people, and learning more about God. So
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, I have seen the growth at the church. I go across the street at the Church of Christ, and I've been noticing how many more cars are being parked there. Pretty soon there won't be room.
No, I know. We're always talking about what we're going to do about more parking. So that's a great problem to have.
It sure is. Well, since you've been with the First Baptist Church, an idea seems to have developed. Do you care to share with us what led to the first annual community Easter egg hunt, and when and where and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. You know, when I first came to this church, it was just amazing how many friendly, Christian-minded, good-hearted people there were in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made us feel so welcome. And everybody that comes and visits, they're made to feel welcome also. And I just didn't see in the church us going outside the doors much.
Yeah.
And I think and believe that God commands us, the church, to go outside, not just to meet inside the doors, to be outside our community and to show others there's a great life to have through Him.
Absolutely.
And following in his beliefs and ways. And so we wanted to start our first annual community Easter egg hunt. What better way this time of year, you know, celebrating Christ's resurrection.
Absolutely.
And ties in with Easter, and get outside in our community and show others what our church means.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted to be able to show our community what great people we have in our church, what loving people we have in our church. And by doing this, just getting out in the community and doing something for the community, no charge, it's absolutely free. And we just want to fellowship with people and just show them, you know, that we're just like everyone else.
Exactly.
We're struggling through this life. It's ups and downs. And we want people to know that, you know, in our church, we follow God and He helps us in our daily struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to illustrate that to people. We want to get outside the doors and do this. And first annual egg hunt, we have stuffed over 2,000 Easter eggs.
Ooh, boy.
We stuffed them last night. So
they're ready
to be hit. And we had a great time in fellowship doing it last night. And everybody at the church thought it was going to take hours. It didn't take but an hour.
We just
all ganged up and done that. But we've got 2,000 eggs going to be hidden at the park. It's at Donaldson Park.
Okay.
In the city. And it's Saturday, April the 4th at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And we have a free lunch. We're going to have some live Christian music. Got it all lined out. And it's for ages toddler all the way to sixth grade. And we're going to have three groups. We're going to have three different hiding places. And the first one's for the toddler through the kindergarten. It's for first through third grade. And the last group is fourth through sixth grade. And I just want to just invite everyone in the community. I don't care if you go to church, you don't care to church, you go to a different church.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to fellowship with you. You know, we're all like-minded Christians. And we just want to fellowship with our community and just be out there and be visible as a church. And we want to do things for our community. And this is just the first thing we're going to start doing. And we're going to do more things like this because God commands us to go out and reach out to others.
Yes.
So this is what we're doing. And we're just so appreciative. We've had as everything's just fell right in place, this community has let us do this over the park. And so we're very thankful.
Yeah, very, very good. Are there any other activities that you've got scheduled in the near future?
Yes, we have a sunrise service.
Right, that's an annual thing.
Yeah, annual thing, and this is not just our church. It's a combination of all our churches, and we've invited them, and we go to Dale Hall of Dam at the pavilion there, and our men from the churches come, and they cook a huge breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I've heard it's a wonderful breakfast.
It sounds like it's great. I've been getting the food together, and it's a lot of food. So come. We have a lot of food.
Uh-huh.
And the men will cook, and some of the women will be at church cooking and bring some other stuff and items, and we have a devotion for sunrise service. And we'll start that service. If you want to get there around 6, I know that's early, but it's nothing no more beautiful that morning.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And see the sun come up on the east side, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
Right.
And we fellowship together. You know, unilaterally, all of our churches together. That's a great feeling and a great thing to be a part of.
It is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
So I think sunrise is around 6:34.
Okay.
I think that's right. So I've been told. I've been looking up. I'm usually up. I don't look at the sunrise that early. But so if you want to come from 6 to 6:30 and fellowship with us, we invite everyone to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, 6 o'clock is the best time because that way you know you're going to be there for that sun to rise. And
absolutely.
It's not that early. Just wear your jacket. I don't know. I think it's supposed to be nice.
It's supposed to be nice that day, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably be kind of just a little bit nippy in the morning, but that early. But it'll still be a good day. Don't forget to use the Clay County Corner and or the 101.5 and call in and let them know about any of these activities that you have going on because they'll be happy to put it on the Clay County community calendar and make sure that people are made aware of it all through the week with announcements. So that's a wonderful thing. We've got two big things coming up in the next little bit. Saturday, 11 a.m., the Easter egg hunt by First Baptist Church, and then the sunrise services on Sunday morning. Be there by 6.
Be by 6, yes.
To not miss the sunrise.
That's right. Miss the great breakfast and sunrise.
Right. And some of you men that are hankering to cook, I'm sure they wouldn't mind handing you a spatula.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty to do.
Yeah, plenty to do. All right. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that we need to...
Only thing, like I said, we got some more things coming up around May, and we'll call in and let you know definitely the time.
Okay.
We want to do some kind of celebration for the end of school for all the kids.
Oh, right.
And we're just kind of promoter of EBS at that time, and we'll have some inflatable things and some more live music, and we'll probably do that also at the park or maybe at the church, but we'll tie everything down definitely and call it in.
Okay, very good. That sounds like a lot of fun, too. And, you know, the kids need to have a celebration of the end of the school year
and
the beginning of a new one.
That's right. Absolutely. Enjoy their summers.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning. I know, as a pastor, you have a busy day today. You're going to be managing some services this afternoon, and that's one of the unpleasant sides. But, again, it's, you know, a positive spin on that, too.
Yes, it is, yeah.
But... thank you for coming, and have a good rest of the day.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. This has been awesome. Thank you so
much. Great. So you can keep me in mind for future.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Miss Diane Ledbetter.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
As
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. As we return now, let me welcome Miss Diane Ledbetter to our show this morning. I appreciate you being here this morning, Diane. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Diane, if you don't mind, just to get us introduction a little bit, please tell a little bit about yourself, your role with the American Cancer Society and with Relay.
Okay. I am originally from Putnam County, but I married a young man from Overton County. Be 39 years this July, so I've called Overton County home for 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have two children, and we have four wonderful grandchildren.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so our life is full, and we're very
blessed.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've been with the American Cancer Society 3.5 years, and it has just been a blessing. The job just kind of came to me, and I have just enjoyed every minute of it, and it's such a rewarding job.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so for me because I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Absolutely.
17 and a half years.
Okay, fantastic.
And so I feel like
congratulations.
Thank you very much. I am blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that I have been given the opportunity to help people through my experience.
Right.
As well. And I hope that people can look at me and say, she has survived breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There is life after breast cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, there's
life
after a complete mastectomy.
Yeah.
You know, there is life. And look at her, and she has a full, full life. And so it's just been a true blessing.
So more than anything, that's probably mostly what drew you to the American Cancer Society.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
to share your...
Share my story and to let people see that, yes, it was a hurdle to get over.
Yes.
That you get over those hurdles with the help of God and family and friends. And actually, I was the guest speaker at the first Relay for Life in Overton County.
Okay.
And that would have been in 2008.
Uh-huh.
And that was an awesome experience to get to open up that Relay. There are no guest speaker and share my story. So that was very special, too, and I'll never forget being able to do that.
That was a blessing for a lot of other people, I'm sure, too.
I hope so. And I encourage any survivor that's listening to be willing to open up and share your story wherever you might be, and if you're ever asked to be a guest speaker. If you'd love to be the speaker at our Relay for Life event, please contact me.
Good.
We'd love to have you.
You know, so many people think that what they've been through is not anything that somebody else needs to know, but it's amazing how many people do actually benefit, and then more than anything, that opens discussion for them to be able to benefit by asking questions and helping them to be more prepared.
Absolutely.
The best way to be prepared is through knowledge.
Absolutely.
And knowing what to expect and what's going on.
Yes.
And to have a friend to call.
Oh, yes, you have a friend. And I think most people understand and think this, that if you have something that's bothering you or you're going through a tremendous time, a bad time in your life, talking about it helps.
It does help.
It helps mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just also good to have a friend that will just listen.
And you know, right, even if it's not resolving a problem at the moment, it's still good just to talk about
just
it.
Just to talk about it.
Just to get it out there.
Yes.
What are some of the specific areas that you're working in or that you're serving through Relay?
I have five Relay counties.
Okay.
I have Clay, Macon, Trousdale, Hess, and Putnam. So I do a lot of
traveling. You've got a big area.
I have a big area. I do a lot of traveling, but I absolutely love it. And another reason I love this job, I have met so many wonderful people that I would never, ever have met had I not been working for the American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
And I have formed great friendships for life. And so that's another joy of being an employee of American Cancer Society.
Well, I'm sure you're on the road a lot.
I'm on the road a lot.
Having that many different counties to cover. Do you help them then to manage their programs or offer suggestions on what to do? And
what I do, I offer them suggestions and I help them with their Relay for Life event.
Okay.
So Relay for Life is what the area that I work in. Okay. And I
and that's a big event each year.
Each
that's
year.
The
each
annual
county
event.
Has a Relay for Life event.
Okay.
Relay for Life is the major fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
Okay. So I help. I go into those communities and I help the leadership team, which is the committee, help them put the relay together, help teams recruit teams to do their fundraising, and help them get organized for Relay Night. So I do anything that to do with Relay for Life.
Okay, okay. What, talk a little bit about the next scheduled event that's actually here in Clay County for Relay for Life. I know there's one coming up real soon.
Next Friday. This is our second biggest fundraiser in Clay County for the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, other than our Relay for Life event. It is our Celebrity Waiters Luncheon, which will be held next Friday, April the 10th, 11:30 to 1 at the Bob's Building at the Salina Church of Christ. Anyone that would like to come, please contact me. We would love to have you there. We will have a great meal. We will have a wonderful survivor speaker, Miss Laura Merlot. She is from Macon County, originally from Florida, and she loves it here. She's retired here. And we want to have just good fellowship with each other. And then, of course, we ask people that come to tip your waiter, because that's how we're going to make money at this event.
Right. That's the big fundraiser part of the event. I know there's, well, I can't even remember. Is there a fee involved? Is there a cost involved to come?
No.
You come and
you
eat.
We
but
ask,
the big thing is to tip the waiter. Okay.
We ask people to sponsor a table, to serve as the waiter, the host. And so they ask people to come sit at their table. And so they literally serve the people the food, and then toward the end of the program or the meal, then they are asked to tip their waiter.
Okay. Are all the tables filled at the moment? I mean, do you have enough hosts or hostesses
for the
table?
No, we still are looking for hosts and hostesses. We definitely have room for more. And if there is anyone that would like to participate in this and to help your Clay County Relay for Life, please contact me.
Okay. I know I did do it one year as a host,
and
had a lot of fun with it. It was a lot of fun planning.
Right.
Didn't realize that I could get somebody to help me with it, though.
Yeah,
and
okay.
when I got there, actually, that day, I saw that some of the tables had three or four hostesses.
Yes,
and I thought, oh, that's wonderful, you know.
You
so don't think that if you volunteer to do this, you have to do it by yourself.
Right. That's exactly right.
And it's a lot of fun to do
fun.
It with a group,
it's
especially.
A lot of fun.
If somebody's out there listening and you've got a couple of people that were like, you know, you can dress up like in black pants and white shirts and have themes at your table.
Yes. Actually, this year, for the first time, we are trying one whole theme for the whole luncheon.
Okay.
Our Relay for Life theme is a Carnival of Hope. So the
carnival.
Theme, a Carnival of Hope. And there's a carnival brings excitement, it's fun.
Yes.
And hope is what we are doing. We are giving hope to cancer patients by the money that we are raising
Absolutely.
To fund research.
Yeah.
So it's a Carnival of Hope. And so that's what we're using as our Celebrity Waiters luncheon theme. So just come out, bring anything that pertains to a carnival, decorate your table, and just enjoy it and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's a variety of color, too.
Absolutely.
What a color
any
scheme
color.
To work with.
Yes.
Any color at all.
Any color. And you can decorate your table any way you choose. Just use that theme.
Right. And, you know, it's not a big expense. You
oh,
can bring
no.
things from your home.
Absolutely.
I'm sure everybody's got lots and lots of stuff that they've had for Christmas, for Easter, for the 4th of July, for all of these different events all throughout the year. So you just grab some of that stuff at home and combine it with a couple of friends and go set up a table.
Right. Get some balloons blown up, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Just a lot of fun things. And
use your imagination.
Right. Yeah. Now, does everybody supply their own dinnerware?
No.
And that?
No, the leadership team will provide that.
Okay.
The only thing that the host or the waiter has to do is invite their guests.
Okay.
Okay. And then we supply all the food. We supply the dinnerware and everything. So just invite your guests.
Okay. And then you might want to decorate.
And decorate your table.
Because that's the fun part.
That's the fun part.
And then doing the waitressing. That's always a lot. That's fun, too.
Right. And one thing that I really enjoy is the men in the community that are willing to come out and be a waiter. I just think that that's awesome, and I commend them.
Is.
So any man that would be able to come next Friday, please let me know and come and invite people and be a waiter. Okay, and let you know what number would they need to call. 931-260-7719. 7719.
Yes. All righty, and that's 931-260-7719. And that's going to put you in touch with Diane. And just in case she's busy, she'll have her answering machine going, and she'll be able to get back to you. All right. So another question, where are the relay funds usually distributed, or how are they
distributed?
Yeah, because people always ask questions about fundraisers, and it's good to share that information.
Right. Of course, I'm sure the main mission of the American Cancer Society is research. All nonprofits, all organizations have a mission. So research is the American Cancer Society's mission. So the biggest bulk of the money goes to research. And right now in the state of Tennessee, there are 16 funded research grants, a total of $6,635,500. So that shows you how much is being spent right now in Tennessee on research. But not only research, we have the Hope Lodge. I'm not know if you're familiar with the Hope Lodge.
I don't think so.
Tennessee is blessed. We actually have two Hope Lodges in Tennessee, one in Nashville and one in Memphis. And what this is, it's like a really nice hotel, motel, and any cancer patient can stay at the Hope Lodge free for the duration of their treatment.
Okay.
Or they can go and just stay one or two nights, whatever they need. Most of their meals are provided, and they are taken to and from their cancer treatment.
Okay, so this is if they're having their treatments in Nashville at one of those local hospitals, and then they can go there and not have to get up, you know, 3 hours ahead of time to try to get in and beat the traffic and everything.
Or maybe if they're having to have treatments 3 days in a row or 5 days in a row, and they can't afford to drive back and forth.
Exactly.
They don't have someone to take them back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They can stay there at the Hope Lodge.
Okay.
And they can stay free.
So if somebody's listening and they might need to do that, how would they get in touch and make those arrangements?
Okay. Their oncologist, their cancer doctor, would contact the Hope Lodge and refer them to the Hope Lodge. Now, Tennessee, like I said, is so fortunate. We have two Hope Lodges in Tennessee, but the surrounding states do not have a Hope Lodge.
Mm.
So the Hope Lodge is full because all these surrounding states come into both of our locations.
Oh, that's true,
Okay. 2 years ago, the American Cancer Society had employees just like myself who went out into the Nashville community, and they're still going out into that community. And they have recruited hotels and motels who have agreed to take the overflow from the Hope Lodge.
Oh, good.
They will let them stay for $12 a night.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
Yes. And you're not going to get a room downtown Nashville less than $100.
Mm-mm.
You probably won't even get one for $100.
Mm-hmm.
So they can stay for $12 a night. They do have to have transportation to their treatments, and they would have to pay for their food. But still, that's a huge burden.
Absolutely.
That's taken off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from employees like myself who have gone out and recruited these hotels and motels to partner with us.
Well, that's a wonderful service.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful service.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have the Reach to Recovery. And I was actually a Reach to Recovery volunteer a year after I finished everything with my cancer. And what that means is they paired me with other ladies who had the same type of breast cancer that I did and went through the same procedures. I had the full mastectomy with immediate reconstructive surgery. So I went out and I mentored to those patients. I took them mastectomy bras, whatever they needed.
Right.
I took out to them and talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called Reach to Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we need Reach to Recovery volunteers.
Yeah.
We really need those people to do like what I did, go out and reach out to these people. We also have the Look Good, Feel Better program, which is absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Any cancer patient, a lady, can go to our Look Good, Feel Good program that's sponsored by the American Cancer Society. It is done at the Cookeville Cancer Center every 2 months.
Okay.
The patient is given a really nice packet, a bag of makeup. They're given skin treatment, and they are taught by trained cosmetologists how to treat your skin because your skin changes as you have treatment.
Mm-hmm.
They are taught how to take care of their skin, how to treat their skin, how to apply makeup, how to make those eyebrows look natural and look good. And we all know if we are dressed up and we think we look good and our hair looks nice,
you
feel better. We feel so
yes.
much better.
Yeah.
So this is to just enable them and empower them to feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke about the hair. Any lady who has had chemo treatment and lost her hair
mm-hmm.
due to that treatment can come to the American Cancer Society's office in Cookeville or any office, any American Cancer Society office. Our office is located at 753A Hummel Drive, and it's right off of Willow Avenue.
Okay.
There's a Hyundai dealership. A patient can come in there and can get a wig free. We have synthetic wigs, and then we have the natural human hair wig.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on what the lady prefers.
Mm-hmm.
She can choose one wig, and we usually give them 2 to 3 turbans.
Mm-hmm.
And can I briefly just share how great the impact is of giving
yes,
ladies
yes.
a wig?
Yes.
A lady came in one day, and she was going through her treatment, and she said, I need a wig. But she said, I just cannot afford one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me to come here for a wig. I said, yes, we have wigs. Come on in. So I took her into our little wig room, and it's really fixed up like a boutique to
mm-hmm.
make them feel special when
right.
they go in. And she picked her out a wig, and so she said, can I put it on? And I said, you sure can. So she put it on, and she was just admiring it, and she said, do you care if I wear my new wig, my new hair out to see my husband? She said, he's waiting in the truck. I said, you sure can. So I cut the little tights off of it, fixed it around her ears and her neck, you know, and fluffed it up. She left there walking on cloud nine, okay? She left there still with cancer.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But she left there being made whole
right.
by the fact that she had pretty hair.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem,
yeah.
you know. So that's also another joy of mine that I get to do is to get to help
oh,
patients
absolutely.
Like that. So anyone, if you know a lady who needs a wig,
mm-hmm.
please refer her to the American Cancer Society office in Cookeville.
Absolutely.
And we will be more than happy to help her find.
Do they often hear about these services that are available to them to help with their self-esteem? Do they get that information from their oncologist, or
hopefully
their materials there?
Hopefully the oncologist is educating them, and hopefully like the cancer centers are.
Mm-hmm.
But as employees of the American Cancer Society, and also our leadership team and our team captains for the Relay for Life teams, we are all trying to do a much better job of educating the public.
Right.
Coming on your program
mm-hmm.
and trying to tell
mm-hmm.
the public things that we do
mm-hmm.
and where your money goes.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get the public educated because
that's exactly right.
So many people like you in Clay County, they don't know anything about the Hope
no,
Lodge.
No,
you
have never heard of
have never
these
heard of
services.
The Hope Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful service and a place that they can stay to help them. And all these families say that they become families. The people that are staying there become great big families because they're all going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the same cancer, but it's still the same thing.
Right.
You know,
it is.
And they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And they form friendships that last forever.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the things that we do.
And so many people that have been through mm-hmm. this don't realize what a blessing they can
right.
be to others. They don't. They think, well, I've been through it and I've survived it. And I'm so
right.
grateful.
Right.
But they don't realize that they're really
right.
a good resource and that they've
absolutely.
Got that inside them. You
absolutely.
Know that they can actually
absolutely.
Help other people.
So when a cancer patient, a survivor, or even a caregiver, whenever the time is right, because it takes some people more time than others
mm-hmm.
to be able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it took me a while to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the time is right, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And don't wait for someone to ask you. Just pick up that phone.
Reach out.
If you just have to call the American Cancer Society office in Cookeville, Tennessee, just call. It's 520-7757 and say, you know, I would like to be a guest speaker at
mm-hmm.
a Relay for Life event. I would like at the Clay County Celebrity Waiters Luncheon. Just reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you don't want to be a speaker, if you'd like to form a team, or if you'd like to be on our leadership team, we desperately need people, and we're really asking for people to step up and to
right.
help.
Or if you'd just like to help another individual that's
absolutely.
Been through what you've been through.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just anything that you feel like it's you to do.
Absolutely. Yes. Very good. What are some of the next events that are planned for Clay County? Are there any others?
Yes. Our Relay for Life event is coming up on May the 1st.
May the 1st.
Friday night, May the 1st. It will be at the Clay County Recreational Complex,
mm-hmm.
yes. It will be inside the ladies' building.
Okay.
And as we've already told you, the theme is the Carnival of Hope. We're really focusing on young people, and we hope to have a lot of young people there since it is just a really fun theme.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, we are going to honor our survivors and our caregivers with a very special walk.
Oh.
And I have a very special little surprise for those people whenever they get there, and they'll see when they get there, and I think they'll be pleased with that. And then also we will have a wonderful luminaria ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
That is another way that community can help, by purchasing luminarias. Mm-hmm. You can purchase those from your team captains or from the leadership team. Contact me, and I will get you the forms. The luminarias are $5 each. And they, we will have that luminaria ceremony at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 9 o'clock.
You know, you might consider having a few spots in town,
mm-hmm.
that people can come and
that's
purchase
a good
that.
Idea.
Like maybe
that's
at the, you know, the banks or the chamber, some place where some people can actually just walk in,
right,
and purchase one and be good to go with that.
That's a good idea, and I will work on that. And let me clarify one thing though, in my five different counties, some sell those luminarias for $10 and some sell
okay.
them for $5,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to keep them all straight.
Right.
So I want to back up and not say it's definitely $5. It may be $10.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think anybody will argue that.
Okay.
Who is the local representative?
Christy King is okay. our event lead, and her phone number is 397-2925. You can also contact Debbie Boone. She is on the leadership team, and she's also a team captain. Contact Debbie at 258-4285.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, it's about time for another break, and then we'll be going moving forward. Are there is there anything else? I would love to have you back again.
I would love to come
maybe
back.
Especially before the big event.
Yes, I would love to do
okay,
that.
Okay, because
yes.
we need to. I just think that we need to cover some more stuff.
We do. and I didn't have an opportunity. We don't have enough time to go into research. And I would love to cover that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd like to talk about childhood
yes.
cancers that have been evolving more.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate it. I know you're busy, and you probably got a whole thing lined out for the rest of the day. So I do appreciate you coming this morning. And
thank you for having
I'll
me.
I'll get in touch with you soon
okay.
to be back on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Diane. And it's time for a station break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner this Thursday morning on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. Now I'd like to announce this past week's birthday and anniversary call-ins. On March the 27th, happy birthday to Katie Key, age 10, from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, March 27th, to Braxton Bowles from Anna Ruth Thompson. Happy birthday to Megan Kendall Bronner. She was 25, and that's from your sister, Tara. Happy birthday also to Jade Bartlett on March 27th. That's another happy 25th birthday, and that comes out from Mom and Dad. I don't have any birthdays on March the 28th. That was a slow day, I guess. March the 29th, happy birthday to Miss Bailey Copas. She was 4 years old, and that's from Mama and Daddy. Happy birthday to Avery Davis. She was 6 years old, and that was from Tara Lee Thompson Copas. Happy anniversary on March the 29th to Justin and Carly Rich. And happy birthday March 29th to Ryan Lacey from all the family. And happy birthday on March 29th to Isaac McLaren from Ruby Bowles and from Nancy Short. Then on March the 30th, on March 31st, happy birthday to Brian Burchett and to his twin brother, Brent Burchett from Angie Riddle Burchett and all the rest of the family. Happy anniversary of 18 wonderful years to Randy and Carlene Davis from Randy and Carlene Davis.
Uh-oh.
You might have to call me again, so I hope I've got the right name down at least. And on March 31st, happy birthday to Joni Vibbert. She was 38 years old, and that's from Mom. On April the 1st, happy birthday to Dorothy Burchett from Angie Riddle Burchett and all the rest of the family. And happy birthday to Cassie Lynn Merritt. That's her 29th birthday, and that's from Mama and Daddy. And on April the 2nd, happy birthday to Allie Jo Emberton, 14 years old, from her grandmother, Joy. And happy birthday to Troy Vaughn on April the 2nd, and that's from Claudine Vaughn. That's all of our birthdays and anniversaries for this past week through today. Remember to start calling in today for the week of April 3rd through the 9th. And now I want to say, too, there's a quick note. Poorhouse Ridge Road off of Highway 52 is going to be closed April the 6th through the 19th. And residents are asked to use the Wet Mill Creek Road at that time. I want to welcome Ms. Lois Turner. Lois is here this morning. We have mentioned the presidential awards and trying to get some participation in those. And Lois has been busy. And it seems like we've got quite a few now. But I'd like for her to tell us again about the presidential awards. Welcome, Lois, this morning.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. If you will, it seems like we've had some energetic students in our midst, and if you don't care, just tell us a little about the presidential awards and what they mean and where we are.
The Presidential Service Volunteer Award is an award that is given to outstanding community service volunteers. Now, I may have confused some people on this, and this was my fault. We give these awards to any age group from 14 years old all the way up. My main focus right at this moment is our seniors in the high school. They will be presented with their awards at graduation. Mm-hmm. But anyone else that has kept up with their hours for the past year,
any adult or child.
Mm-hmm. will be presented their award at our three-star dinner in July.
Okay.
And they would need to turn that information into me or the chamber or you or someone that's affiliated mm-hmm. with the chamber or three-star so we can get their hours entered in the system and get their award ordered. And like I said, I think I have confused some people and possibly myself. But my main concern at this time for me to have to track and keep up is our seniors. Mm-hmm. The other folks need to track their own, but get the paperwork back to me.
Or as
the
soon
chamber.
As possible. You know, it's well, always a good idea to get that, because it was through February?
Yes.
Okay,
February,
so it can be turned in any time now.
Yes. Our deadline was February 26th.
Okay.
But because of the weather and everything, we gave them till March the 21st. So, but if anyone out there has been keeping up with their hours and wants to fill out a form, go by the chamber and ask for one. And if you can get it back to the chamber, say by Monday, we'll be more than glad, or I'll definitely be more than glad to get all this entered in and get the awards entered.
For the seniors?
Well, no, the seniors, I'm sorry.
It's over.
It's over.
Okay, I want to
make
sure to clarify that.
Because... it's just too late.
Right, right.
You know,
so this is for all other participants.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the seniors can go on and get their forms to me, but for them to actually get their award at graduation, I don't think that it would be possible. But there was a deadline for this, mm-hmm. so we like to stick to it. You know,
right,
all these
right.
other girls and boys have
and
turned
met
their
the deadline.
In,
yeah.
Yes, and have met their deadline. But like I said, we... you know, would love for anybody and everybody to participate with
mm-hmm.
them. And to me, it is an honor when you're recognized by the President of the United States. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republic, Independent, Black, White, man, woman, they're still the President of the United States of America. And to me, that's an honor, you know, and I'm privileged that I have one. Susan has a lifetime of... you know, I still have just a little gold, but I'm working on the lifetime. But, you know, to me, it's an honor and a privilege to be recognized like that.
It is.
And these young people, they're getting out here and helping the community. You know, you may think, well, you know, I only helped an hour or two. In a year's time, a couple of hours, a week or a month, you know, you have, all you have to have is 50 hours within
mm-hmm.
a year to get an award.
Yeah.
And, it, like I said, it's just nice to have something like
and
that.
And they accumulate quickly. You know, you
oh,
donate
yes.
a little here and a little there, and before you know it, you've surpassed that 50
right.
hours.
That's right. And we want to get everybody involved in these things. And like I said, it's just a little show of appreciation to the people, kids, whomever it may be, that's actually getting out here and wanting to improve our community and
mm-hmm.
be involved and try to grow our community. You know, we have so many activities that we do have. You know, people
yeah.
say, well, we don't have anything to do.
Oh,
we
lots.
Have a lot going on.
We do.
You know, we have the little Opry that's here
mm-hmm.
in the old courthouse. We have the cruise-ins. We've had the festivals, Moonshine Days, the Chili Cook-Off, Homecoming Days. We have the county fair every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have the First of the Fair Beauty pageant coming up. You know, I may be leaving something
there's
out.
A lot.
I hope
there's
not.
Always something,
yeah.
it seems like,
we
going
have
on.
The singing at the women's building over at the park. We've
mm-hmm.
been having that. And
mm-hmm.
there's just so many activities that go on. We have the two Easter egg hunts. I think maybe Macon
mm-hmm.
County Bank's putting one on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so there's a lot to do. Just read your paper, listen
right.
to 101. 0.5
exactly, and I know we, speaking for myself, we could use, from the Salina Lions Club, we could use some volunteers to help us toss those eggs out at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. We're
yes.
going to be rushing after church is over and trying to get all those eggs tossed out for,
yes.
For everybody to be able to go back and pick them up later.
Uh-huh.
Then.
And we hope everybody finds them, because if not,
oh,
we're
yeah.
going to have to pick them up before the fair.
Right, right. And speaking about that real quick, let me throw that in, too, because it is the 43rd annual Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt. We started it in 1972, actually,
oh,
below
goodness.
The dam, and then we moved across the river to the
mm-hmm.
recreation complex after we broke ground there
mm-hmm.
a long, long, long time ago, early mm-hmm. 70s. But our 43rd annual hunt will be this Sunday, and it will kick off promptly at 1:30. When we blow the horn, it'll be right on the mark at 1:30. So everybody will have to be there. I recommend that you get there, you know, no later than 1 o'clock, so that you can get up to the starting line and everything. But as soon as the horn blows, people are gone.
Yes.
So, and you might miss it.
Yes.
But we always have two $50 certificates from cash prizes from both banks here. And this year we've got a lot more prizes. The local merchants have been very, very generous and wanted to participate this year. And we've got a lot of prizes from our local merchants. If you look at both of our Clay County papers, there is a broken down list in the papers of all the prizes. So
that's
I just wanted to throw that in right quick.
No, that's good.
And you can come and volunteer to help us.
That's right. I mean, you know, there's you some hours right there. Like you say, you know, you can get out there and help Meg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's community service. That's promoting an activity here in our county. You don't necessarily have to be a member of the Lions Club or any of these clubs. Just get out there and volunteer. It's just like with our three-star programs or any of these activities, the fair, the pageant, anything, volunteer. You know, that's what all of us are volunteers. You know, none of us are paid for this. We volunteer our time for this.
We and it's paid. Fun. You know, people think, oh, I just don't have time and it's a burden. It's really not. It can be a lot of fun. Anything's what you make out of it.
Oh, that's true. You know, I really enjoy it, and I'm so proud of all these students. This year we've had 17 seniors participate in this, and I'm so very pleased with these students. And I know the high school, I know everybody over there, Brooke, Burchett,
Miss
Kim,
White,
Kim Upton has helped tremendously with this, and I want to thank all them so much for this. And thank you all the students, parents, whomever has helped these students.
To get their hours together.
Right. Grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, friends, whoever. You have made a difference in these kids' lives.
So will the names be announced then at graduation?
Yes, I'll be there, and they'll get their little awards or
Very
their
good.
Big awards.
So grandmas and grandparents, be there.
Everybody be there. If you're just a friend, anybody that is... You know, anybody and everybody be there, you know, to support these kids.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to know who they are, but I think it's important to make that announcement then at graduation.
Okay.
Is that what we're going to do?
Well, I mean, they know who they are.
Okay.
You know,
well,
if
you don't care, we can.
Okay. We got Andrew Meadows. We got Ben Upton. We got
Chelsea Copas.
Cheyenne Keys, we got Dustin Pratt, Will Mansell, Dustin Cherry, Jacqueline Jolin, Kristen Clement, Logan Pennington, Michelle Mills, Paige Birdwell,
Alyssa Kendall,
Rain Norris, Taylor Brown, and Zoe Birdwell.
All right, that's a big list of names, and that's a lot of hours that have been put in as volunteer time.
Yes, it is, and we're so proud of them, like I said.
I need to mention one more thing, too. Congressman Diane Black holds a town hall meeting in the new courtroom next Monday, April the 6th, at 5 p.m. She'll provide updates on things that are going on, and she'll have an opportunity for questions following her presentation, too. And spring break for Clay County students begins tomorrow on the 3rd, and it lasts all week. So students will return to school on Monday, April the 13th. And, you know, I'm just going to say, kids, enjoy your spring break.
Definitely.
It's supposed to be really pretty, and stay safe, too, while you're on break. I think we're just about out of time.
And don't forget the Easter egg hunt. Saturday at 11 o'clock at Donaldson Park. There's food. We do have some prizes and 2,000 eggs that they have stuffed.
Yeah.
So come out
and
to
sunrise
that.
Sunrise services on Sunday.
And
Sunday
it
morning.
Is beautiful. It is very beautiful. We have country ham, eggs, biscuits, gravy, drinks.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a big reason to get up early and get out there.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
All righty. Well, in closing, thank you, Lois, for being here this morning. And in closing, I want to thank our guests, all of our guests today, for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. And tune in for a rebroadcast this evening on 101.5 FM at 6 o'clock p.m. Keep our military in your daily prayers. I'm signing off now from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.